Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, episode 103, The Art of Being Supportive in Relationships by Lisa Merlot Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. And I'm Joss Marie, back with another episode on the Relationships edition of Optimal Living Daily. This is the show where I narrate to you from the best relationship blogs in the world every weekday for free. So welcome and thanks for joining. Today, I have a post from Lisa Merlot Booth all about the art of being supportive in a relationship. And with that, let's hear today's post as we start optimizing your life. The Art of Being Supportive in Relationships by Lisa Merlot Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. When we first enter relationships, it seems as though our relationship IQ is in the genius range. We're loving, great listeners, good sharers, and incredibly supportive. The longer we stay in relationships, however, it seems as though some of us develop relationship dementia. We simply forget how to be in a relationship. This effect is similar to the one I see when I'm training therapists across the country in Terry Real's relational life therapy model. When I'm running a workshop, the therapists are quite adept at speaking about the concepts of the model when we are in lecture format. When they are placed in a role play situation, however, their IQs drastically decline. For the participant role playing the therapist, it's as though there is an IQ vacuum that sucks 50 IQ points out of their brains and adds 50 IQ points to the therapists who are observing. Because this phenomenon is so universal, we all laugh, normalize it, and have a lot of empathy for the person in the brain drain chair. Regarding relationships, however, the brain drain is anything but a laughing matter. It seems the longer a person is in a relationship, the larger the brain drain effect. This is particularly true around supporting one another. Couples in the honeymoon stage are brilliant supporters. They are encouraging, understanding, and great motivators. Of course, in the early stages of a relationship, there is very little to lose by encouraging your new loved one to take risks, leave their job, start a new business, etc. Your finances, future, and children are not wrapped up in that risk. As the relationship progresses and your life is more intertwined with your partner's, this level of support is much more difficult to give. For those of you who struggle with supporting your partner, here's a cheat sheet for you. Number one, join them where they are. If your partner comes to you with an idea they are excited about, first join them in their excitement. Do not start with all the reasons why their idea will not work. When you talk about all the negatives right off the bat, you're a major downer. Stop throwing a bucket of water on your partner's idea and just listen. The same is true when they come home and talk about something cool that happened at work. Just because it's not something you would think is cool doesn't mean you can't enjoy their energy around it. Number two, pay attention to their energy. Some partners don't readily talk about their struggles. If this is true for your partner, learn to listen to what is unspoken and check in. Honey, would you like a hug? You look beat. Honey, you seem down. Is everything okay? If they don't want to talk, just let them know you're here if they change their mind or want to run anything by you. Number 3, listen with the ear of a friend. If your partner is struggling at work or with friends or even with parenting, first, be on their side. Too often, we're quick to point out what our partners did that was wrong or should do next time that we forget to just be their friend. Don't try to fix it or point out where your partner was off. Just listen. Every once in a while, let them know you're sorry they had a hard day. Do not offer advice unless you ask them if they want it. Number 4, lead with a gift. If they say that they would like advice, make sure you lead with a gift. Do not just launch into all the things they didn't do well. Instead, start with what they did do well. For example, if they're upset about parenting, you might say, first off, honey, I know you love our children very much. I also know you're really working hard to teach them how to be responsible, which I think is great. Sometimes I worry, though, that you may be pushing the responsibility part harder than you do the relationship. I believe that if you let up a bit on the responsibility part, it will help your relationship with our son. The gift must be heartfelt and genuine, not just words you're throwing out so you can get to the advice. Number 5, breathe and use a pause button. If your partner comes home with a big idea, such as quitting their job or moving to a different country, remember to breathe. Just because they have this idea doesn't mean they are going to do it. Once you've slowed yourself down, listen to the idea with an open mind, knowing that listening does not mean agreeing. If you're too agitated to talk calmly, just tell your partner you'll need to think about what they said for a few days. Later, get some space and figure out what your concerns are and what information you need in order to be better able to take your partner's idea seriously. Too often, one partner gets reactive and angry in response to the other partner's crazy idea. If you're that reactive, then chances are your reactivity is about you, not the idea or your partner. Number 6, check in. If you know your partner is going through a tough time at work due to layoffs or new management or so on, then check in with them. Let them know you're aware things are stressful and that you have their back. If they are facing layoffs, you need to stay calm in the storm. Let your partner know that you will manage whatever happens as a team. Do not tell your partner that they had better not get laid off. That's ridiculous and unfair pressure to put on them. Be their backbone during this time. There are many other things I could write about in terms of supporting one another. However, these are the basics. Regardless of whether it's a layoff, failed certification exam, serious illness, or the like, manage whatever life throws at either of you as a team. That's the beauty of relationships. You're not alone. When you can naturally incorporate these measures into your relationship, your home will be a better place to be. Have each other's backs and experience the joy of living like a team. This concept also extends to your children. Challenge. Learn the art of supporting your partner and begin to incorporate these tips into your relationship. Do this regardless of what your partner is doing on the other side. If your partner doesn't meet you, discuss this directly. Be clear about what you need. Do not stop doing your part. Good luck. You just listened to the post titled The Art of Being Supportive in Relationships by Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. Okay, I'll admit, I'm experiencing some major brain drain these days. I have a nearly 17-month-old, and the first 13 months, I didn't sleep longer than 2 to 3 hour intervals pretty much every night because our little man suffered from a lot of inner ear issues, fluid that wouldn't clear, ear infections, and repeat. I think we're all a little tired as parents, and then when we get into our daily routines, we become a little robotic and just go through the motions. So these are some really valid tips that Lisa makes, and I'd really like to try them myself and apply them to my own relationship. So thanks, Lisa. And that's a wrap. Thanks so much for joining me here on the 103rd episode of Optimal Living Daily Relationships. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and remember to come on back again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.